Good morning. We've really lucked out on weather. It looks to be another great day, and we're getting all our work in.
Well, ideally, how many snaps do you want to get your starting offense on Friday?
Well, we've had some preliminary discussions about that, Tom. We're going to confer with Leslie tonight and get that all firmed up. But normally, take them as deep as we can in the first quarter and then leave time to try to get as many other guys on film as we can Friday night. We're definitely trying to give everybody their opportunity that they deserve. So a lot of rotations going on, and that's been the way it's been since day one. We want to have a good feel for each and every one of them.
How different was this kind of preparation for this game? It's a preseason game still, but a short week. You had a Saturday night, it's kind of Sunday off. It's a short week. How different is this week to get the guys ready for the regular season?
Well, it's distinctly different because we're still in camp mode. We're not in game prep mode at all. Today we're practicing against the Minnesota Vikings defense, as we are tomorrow. We'll talk about our game plan for the Niners, which will just be a smaller percentage of our playbook that applies to their defense. But we're definitely still in camp mode and not game prep week mode at all.
Do you guys do anything with the cards for this game, or is it strictly?
No. We're going to go run our stuff and evaluate our guys and turn them loose and go play some football. They've got a lot of good people on their defense. We've got good people on offense too, so it'll be enjoyable to watch.
It seemed like the offense struggled a bit. Do you have a concern about their progression here in the last 2 weeks?
Well, we always have concerns. We're always looking to get better. And yesterday we took a step backward in a couple periods. We're looking to make those corrections and get better the next time we're faced with those certain periods, for sure.
Remember what you've seen about Aroma should do so far and what his opportunity is now with Childs?
Well, Devin's been here a little bit with us, and we have a good feel for Devin. He's a reliable veteran who's got a great work ethic, so we're glad he's in the mix, and that entire receiving crew has really done a good job up to this point. Well, that remains to be seen. We feel bad for the young man. He worked tremendously hard to get back from his initial injury, and now he's faced with going through it again, which is a very daunting task. And so our hearts are with him, and we were counting on him as well from a football standpoint, but that's secondary right now. Well, we had hoped that he would be. He was making progress like all of us were, but he definitely has the ability to play at this level. So it's just a shame that it happened.
Do you have any idea about his outlook long term?
I do not.
Bill, Friday night for your offense, success, how important is having success for a young team, or even winning a game in preseason?
Well, I think you want to get better each and every day, and the game on Friday night will be another step in that process. So regardless of what the outcome is, we definitely want to play our best football. We want to play better than we practiced today and Wednesday, and it'll be against different people, a different scheme than we've been facing this spring and this summer, and so we want to be able to handle that and still execute effectively. That's our goal. Yeah, yep, especially when we play these suckers early. We've got them in the third game, so that's definitely a factor when we talk about what we're going to show, what we want to work on, and what we could care less about.
Good.
We're very pleased with Jarius. He's got good quickness. He's working hard on special teams also, I know. To his credit, he came out yesterday, I'm sure, with a swirl of emotions going through him with the injury to Greg, and performed admirably and had a really productive day at practice on Monday.
Is he focusing in strictly on the slot at this point?
Not necessarily. That's where his skills definitely fit, but he's also working outside the numbers.
Coordinator point of view, how important are four
Well, it'd be pure speculation on my point. I think part of coaching, a lot of coaching, is being able to adapt and adjust. And we would adapt to whatever the schedule came out. We've had to adapt to a new practice schedule with the new CBA also, going one-a-days and different OTAs and mini camps. So if that would ever take place, we would be ready to adapt and adjust and do our best.
I mean, do you like four games?
I do, because I'm familiar with it, both as a player and a coach. But I know there's positives and negatives to the current setup.
Given Jordan Todd's ankle, is he a possibility for this preseason opener, or probably
hoping? Tim, we sure are hoping. We just don't know. He tried to go yesterday, and I think he's going to try to go again today.
What's the difference in styles between him and Haley? What do they do differently?
Well, Lex is more of a bruiser. Lex even has some fullback background, especially the last couple of years in Miami. So, where Jordan is very quick and a little bit more elusive. So different body types and different traits, for sure.
How important is it to have a change of pace back in today's game?
Well, if they're effective, it's not as important. But it can, of course, throw the defense off a little bit. If they're used to the timing of one guy and another guy comes in, it's significantly different. So that is fine and good, but we're really looking for the best guy in all respects, not just running ability, but pass protection, pass receiving, and knowing all the adjustments that take place at the line of scrimmage as well.
How much more cautious are you in the preseason, with given Adrian's uncertainty about just how much you're working any of the packs you expect to be on this team?
We're going to be a little bit more cautious with Toby, but that would be about it. Everyone else we need to get a good feel for. I think he probably does, but that doesn't take anything away from the way Jordan has worked so far, especially in our blitz drills. He's shown that he will definitely bite, and even though he's smaller, he doesn't give in to any of these big backers trying to run him over in the pocket.
Even when the offense has scuffled a little bit in practice, Christian's completion percentage has been up there, it seems like, almost every day. Is that a sign of progress here, that even when maybe some things aren't going right around him, that he's still completing the ball?
We're pleased with the completion percentage up to this point. We definitely know that that's an area for improvement for us, so we can stay on the field, keep our defense rested, keep the opposing offenses on the bench where we prefer them to be, especially in our division. And so the more passes we complete will translate into more wins, and that's really what we're focused on.
Christian, you only get a pretty limited number of snaps in this game, but what do you want to see out of him?
Well, we want to see what he did on Saturday night in the stadium. We want to see him operate the offense. And when people are in his face, still be able to get rid of the ball when it's not perfect and still be accurate. He's done a great job with our checks and audibles at the line of scrimmage, and we're going to put him through some tough spots. We're not just going to water it down to make it easy. We want to see if he can handle adverse situations, and that's part of the growth process. It just is. Good, Tom. Thanks, guys. We'll see you soon.